Hi and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Dear 2000 Flushes, I normally don't write letters like this, and it's not as if I don't have a life, but small things intrigue me. I went to the store for my average grocery shop and found myself in the household cleaners aisle. I saw a box of 2000 Flushes. How did they arrive at the name 2000 Flushes? I have an idea, but I got to thinking about the quality control people who actually test the product. Do they really have someone sit in a chair with a calculator next to a toilet and actually flush it 2,000 times to prove their claim? In these days of sue or be sued because somebody didn't lose weight on a watermelon and hot fudge diet, I can't imagine any company not going through the effort to justify their advertising. I just couldn't. But on the other hand, to sit there and flush a John 2,000 times, I don't think so. The duct tape people don't go around and tape stuff together to see how it holds. Although that sounds like more fun than sitting there and flushing the day away. Still, the question was nagging at me, and it was a slow day around the house, so I decided to conduct my own consumer test. I figured that your benchmark is the old standard American flush of 3.5 gallons. From your average American's knowledge of metrics, that would be about 600 to 800 liters. At 9 a.m. Monday morning, I started flushing. It was thrilling to see the water turn bright blue, but that faded by 9:15. Not the water, just the feeling. And at noon, I took a break for lunch. I thought of what my water bill would look like at the end of the month, but I figured the testing was for the public good and I shouldn't worry. It would have been the same thing if I had left the sprinkler on overnight. Maybe I could enlist someone to cover that cost by publishing my findings. Do you think J.D. Power and Associates would be interested? Anyway, after lunch, I went back to the bathroom. My wife kept asking what I was doing in there. I yelled back, "Research!" and kept flushing. It was starting to get old. They couldn't pay someone enough to do that sort of job all day, every day. What could you compare it to? The guy that rings the bell at the end of the round at the fights? At least there's more action in the ring. I thought about hiring someone to push the handle, but that might have skewed the results, and what if they lost count? I'd be, as they say, in the crapper. That night I went to sleep counting blue sheep and dreamed of the Hoover Dam flowing over the top. So Monday came and went, and frankly, so did the whole family, and honestly, I didn't feel as if I wanted to do this for another day. But feeling flush with success, I plodded on. Tuesday afternoon, about 2 p.m., I was up to 1,856 flushes, and it didn't look as blue. I was nearing the end of the tablet. Sorry, 2,000 flushes. I'm sure the marketing department figured that the name 1,856 flushes wasn't as sexy as 2,000. And thank you for not making a giant economy size. I'd have been in there all week. Not soon after, I went back to the supermarket and saw the 2000 Flushes new spring meadow fragrance. The package said it was good for up to 4 months. My guess is someone let my results leak back to the company, and they don't claim a number anymore, just an approximate time. That's a lot safer for them liability-wise. As I pushed my cart away, I felt that I had done my job when right there at the end of the aisle was a display of large hurricane lamps. The sign said they were 1 million candle power. And that's your Radio Buzz.